Well, good Saturday morning, everybody. How you doing? Today is March the 4th, 2023. This is CA On Air Personality on the iHeartRadio Network. I was going to do a Friday show for you guys. We had some issues. We had some real bad storms come through and it messed up the internet. So we're back up here again at Faith Studio One, the downtown Fort Worth studio, iHeartRadio studio in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. And we're ready to get things rolling. We're going to move Billy Graham from Friday to today. Also have Deacon Paul Brown. Let's just talk about what's going to happen here. But before we do, I want to remind you, any prayer requests, questions, comments, or suggestions, gang, you can always email me here at the studio, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, go to my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Click on station information. There you'll find my number for text a prayer. Huh? What's text a prayer, CA? Well, you text a prayer. What you do is you put your prayer request in and you text it to us. We pray for you. Or if you have any praise reports, we want to definitely be sure to read those. Or you got saved on a program, whether it be my Bible teaching or Billy Graham's Bible teaching. Or one of my special guests that might have shared something on a testimony that touched your heart and Holy Spirit was tugging at you. Also, you can find me on Twitter at Mornings Brew. We're all over. Also on Instagram, CA Hall FTW 0605. Okay, today's show. We're going to be playing here in just a little bit. Got another one or two more Christian songs we're going to be playing here today. And Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church, Tyler, Texas, is here this morning at the studio in downtown Fort Worth. Also, we're going to have our Billy Graham. We're going to go backdate it. We're going to make you feel like you're back in 1992. Have you been converted? Have you been converted? Have you changed your heart from being a sinner to being saved and accepting Jesus Christ as personal Savior? Also, got the coffee song. Normally, I play that on Friday. So here's what we're going to do. Don't you just love to move and groove this morning? I'm just going to make it a little special on a Friday for you. Okay? We're going to go ahead and play that coffee song, John Waller coffee song. Then we're going to bring the deacon on. Then we're going to pray a Christian song. Then we'll do Billy Graham. How's that sound? Sound like a winner? Yeah. All right. All right. Move and groove this morning. Get that coffee ready. Going to flash you back with a little entertainment. And Billy Graham Saturday instead of Billy Graham Friday. So stay tuned. Coffee song coming up right now. All right, on a Saturday, how about a good cup of coffee and Jesus in the morning, John Waller, the Awakening coffee song.
That sweet aroma, I'm bold and beautiful. I can hardly wait to taste. Early morning, something wonderful is about to make my day. We'll be right back.
That famous song that we normally play on Friday, Give Me a Good Cup of Coffee and Jesus in the Morning, exclusively and only on my radio station, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast on iHeartRadio. That's right, this is CA, if you're new and you're tuning in. Before we get ready, I got the deacon here in studio here in downtown Fort Worth. Again, my name is CA, on-air personality, biblical teacher, independent clergy, encourager, and friend. We have been on the air for nearly 4 years, October be 4 years. Guys, later on this year, I'll be sharing my journey as I do once a year. Be sharing things that have gone on this year in my life. Last year was really tough. This year is getting a little bit about the same in a way. So I ask for your continual prayer with the journeys that we all go through. You know, we go through a lot of journeys in our life. And that's how come y'all haven't seen me on here as much, because I've been under the weather. I've been dealing with allergies like you guys probably have. And this weather doesn't help at all, especially here in Fort Worth and Dallas area. From Fort Worth, Texas to Dallas, if you're never been to Texas, which is probably one of the fastest growing cities. I am a native Texan, by the way. 56, almost 57 years, born and raised. You don't run into too many of us that way. We don't judge you guys that are adopted and moved into Texas. This area has totally blossomed. They have done nothing but just construction. I mean, it is literally construction city. And the dust particles are south wind. Boy, that south wind kicks in. Or the west wind kicks in. Any wind. And those dust particles get up in our noses, get up in our heads, and create its allergies. I was at a Walmart that I know they're good friends with Nate, who's one of my good friends at the Walmart pharmacy in Fort Worth. He said, this is unbelievable. He's a native Texan, too. He's been working at Walmart for about 35 years. He told me that allergies are like the number one thing that they deal with. They cannot keep allergy medicine on the shelf, okay? I guess I'm one of those contributors. So sometimes I'm on the air, sometimes I'm not on the air. Sometimes we have internet trouble here at the studio. They'll call me and say, hey, can't come up here, we got trouble. We had power lines that were down. They're still down all over some of the areas of the Metroplex. Praying for people. The other day there was 9,000 outages. 9,000 outages just in Fort Worth alone. And the wind gusts were up to 90 miles an hour. Okay. Unbelievable. All right. Well, you know what? Now that I've said all that weather analogy for Fort Worth, let's go ahead and call him. Let's get him ready. Get him called out here. The Deacon. We need a little bit of We Are Family. Just a little bit of it. Standby fan favorite. Number one fan favorite. Deacon Paul Brown, Castleberry Baptist Church, Tyler, Texas. Enjoy a little bit of this We Are Family. Have a little flashback. Good morning. There we go. Sisters and brothers, wouldn't you say, Deacon, as we get ready to get him on? Let's give him a big cheer. How about a mighty hand clap this morning? Okay. How about some morning crow? There you go, my morning crow friends. All right, quit laughing at him. All right, go ahead and give him a whistle. Yeah, you got a little light one. Drum roll. Fanfare. Countdown for the Deke.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, Three, two, one.
There we go. Your friend, my friend, it's been a little while. We were going to have him on the air yesterday, but we had these issues. Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. Good morning, Mr. Deacon, as you're drinking your coffee this morning.
See, hey, every day's a good day here. The Mother Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. How's everybody doing? Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas, and choir leader. I do two things, you know, wear two hats, CA.
Yeah, yeah, I know you do. Man, I haven't talked to you in a while. I know you're fixing to share something kind of strange, funny, if people want to classify it that way. But I want to go ahead and give a clap and a cheer. Let's cheer first again, and let's give a hand clap. We got recognized. We got recognized, Deacon, for best Christian comedy for morning coffee podcast show.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and guess who the number one favorite was?
Let me guess. Yours truly, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas.
That's right. You got that right. And producer Dave, I'd put him in there too as well. I've got other characters that are going to be coming in. Bus Captain Bill will make a return. We're going to have three main guys. But I got other characters that are going to be coming in. You know, Charlie, he moved out of town, so he's not, you know, with us any longer. His partner had retired first part of the year. So we got new characters in Security Sam. He's retired too as well. So we got other characters that are going to be coming in that are going to make this really blossom once we get back things going. Trying to change our floor mat with different programming, little bits at a time. So people just need to hang on and stand by. Plus, I've been under the weather. Plus, we've had bad weather. We just can't get a break.
I know, you know, in Tyler it was really bad, CA. And I'm going to share a story. Do you mind?
No, no. Let's get a little music going. I know you asked me. You said, CA, will you play a little bit of... Yeah, I know. You wanted me to play a little bit of this. A little bit of Fuel Feeder. Go ahead, Deacon. Take it away.
Well, you know I like green tomatoes. So me and Miss Mildred, she said, honey, what do you want to go do on a Saturday? Because, you know, the farmer's market's always open on Saturday, Sunday, 7 days a week, CA. And I said, honey, I want some green tomatoes. So Miss Mildred drove. I let her drive sometimes. You know, I gotta let a woman, you know, it's good for a woman to drive, CA.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Give a man a break sometime.
That's right, because driving to the church and driving and running honeydew errands and fixing honeydew things, where's the deacon at my age? You know what I mean, CA? Are you even there yet?
Well, I'm getting there. I'll be 57 this year, so I'm getting there, Deacon.
Well, anyway, to make a long story short, so Miss Mildred takes me out to the farmer's market.
Yeah.
And I found these green tomatoes. Now, they were the only green tomatoes that they had.
Okay. I know you like them with salt, right? When you get them home, you wash them, you get have salt with them, right?
Oh, yeah, they're delicious. But anyway, this lady was behind me. She said, excuse me, sir.
Yeah?
Well, I had a brain freeze there for a second there, CA. Bear with me. She said, I would just want to tell you something, that those tomatoes are the last ones, and I like to have them. Miss Mildred, you know, me being a Christian, I didn't kind of want to.
Yeah, but you got to sometimes give a little, right? To get a little.
Yeah, in a clean fashion.
Oh, excuse me, Deacon. Still battling that allergy.
Well, I'm just going to tell you, Miss Deacon nudged at me. Said, honey, go ahead and give it to her.
Yeah? So you did?
Yeah, I did, sadly. I was really wanted. So to make my day, even though I was frustrated, she said, honey, come on in the car. She went and got some strawberries.
Yeah?
Because we're making strawberry shortcake.
Here you go.
Which I love. CA.
Okay. So
we get back in the car, and guess what?
What?
We're blocked in.
Oh, no.
So then I had to get out of the car, scratch my bald head, went back into the farmer's market, and I had to say, can y'all please, I talked to the manager, and I said, sir, his name's Jimmy.
Yeah? What did Jimmy do?
Well, Jimmy said, I'll tell you what, Deacon, here's what you got to do. You need to give me the description of the vehicle, which I did. I took a picture of it. Not the tag, but the picture of the car. And he ran a PSA, public service announcement, on the intercom. So within about 7 minutes, because the deacon was getting so frustrated, Miss Mildred was sitting in the car and my tummy was getting hungry. I was getting so hungry it was gremlin, like the gremlin.
Well, I don't know about the gremlin, but I'm sure it was grumbling.
Yeah, so anyway, 7 minutes later, the gentleman comes out. He's probably about an 85-year-old man. Said, oh, I'll move that car out of the way for you there. Hey, Deacon, how are you? I go to your church. I said, oh, good. So, it wound up being a blessing. Then we went to the Turnip Cafe. I had my chicken fried and steak for dinner with that sliding gravy, mashed taters. And guess what else I had, CA, that you don't normally see very much?
Well, it's an apple pie. It would be apple pie. Probably pumpkin pie with whipped cream.
How about pumpkin pie with not only one scoop of whipped cream, but two? So, I guess long story short, what ended up being a bad occasion ended up being a happy occasion for the deacon. I do love Miss Mildred, and I know she was trying to make honey's days better. So, it's okay. I'll get some green tomatoes next time.
There you go, buddy. There you go. Well, good story there. I'm glad you shared that and everything. And that always means a lot. So I'm glad everything's going good for you. And God bless you. God bless your ministry. God bless your church. God is good.
And he's good all the time.
Amen. Amen. All right, Deacon. Well, you know what? I'm going to play a song before we get started on Billy Graham Saturday. That's right. Billy Graham Saturday. I get a lot of requests for this, Deacon. You probably have heard it. And, you know I sometimes play songs that people are like, well, see, yeah, you've played this one, this one, this one, and this one, but how come you're playing this one a lot? Well, I get a lot of requests, and I take those requests to heart. So when people send me something that that they want me to play, then I'm going to play it, because that's what we're here for. We're here to touch hearts and hopefully eventually plant seeds and help others that need to know about Jesus. So here we go. We're going to play this one, Deacon. This one is the Carmen song. It's called Serve the Lord. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I just want to say everybody have a great day. The Deacon signing off. I'll catch you next week.
Sounds good, Deacon. Serve the Lord with Carmen, then Billy Graham Saturday coming up. How to be converted.
Jesus Christ, his only Son, and the blessed Holy Spirit, distinct yet three in one. I believe there is forgiveness for everything we've done. That is why all the more I will serve him. I believe the Son of God was crucified upon a tree, laid within a borrowed tomb, not far from Calvary. I believe he rose up from the dead, alive for all to see. That is why all the more I will serve him. I have made my decision. I have staked my claim. I have drawn a line in the sand, and I'll not be ashamed. With the world behind me and the cross before, by the grace of God, I will serve the Lord. Why all the more I will. time to live and die. And the Bible is the blueprint that all men should live by. I believe I'm not alone with my faith in Jesus Christ. That is why all the more we will serve Him.
Amen. Thank you, Carmen. By the grace of God, I will, and I know I will serve the Lord, and I hope you will too as well. Okay, well, we're going to go reflect back. Normally, again, I would play Billy Graham Fridays. We're pretty dedicated to making it Billy Graham Fridays, but sometimes due to weather events, and we had a bad one up here, do pray for people that are still without power. We're going to play Billy Graham Saturdays. I have a special one. We're going to backdate 1992. I want you to feel like you're in Albany, New York, okay? I want you to open your heart. I want you to hear the message. And if you're blessed, if you get saved, please let me know. Email me, morningsbrewer@gmail.com, morningsbrewer@gmail.com, or text a prayer to me. Go to my station page, click on station information, and send me a text and say, you know, I got blessed, I got saved. Thank you for playing this particular sermon that Billy Graham had. You know, he's up in heaven. He's been gone 5 years. Hard to believe. I remember watching his funeral. Franklin has took the reins, but praise God, Franklin said, you know what? Daddy's legacy will live on. And I'm glad he came with these ideas of these sermons that are just nonstop that keep coming and feeding people. That's what we need to do is feed the lost, okay? Kind of like feeding the hungry. Okay, here we go. 1992, Albany, New York. Have you been converted?
I don't think that I've ever heard a greater evangelistic sermon than Ralph gave last night. It was tremendous. And when he gave the appeal to see those hundreds of people coming to make their commitments to Christ. Tonight I want to turn to the scripture that he has already read for us, because he has a copy of my notes, and if I can't carry on somewhere during the thing, I'll just turn it over to him and he will come and finish the sermon, because he probably knows it a lot better than I do. Because it's the Word of God that is honored, and that's who we seek to glorify, as the Lord Jesus Christ. But in that passage, Jesus is saying, except you be converted and become as a little child, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. There was a group of young people at a university that I was speaking in, and they'd gathered around, and we were having a discussion period, and they were discussing their churches, and one young person spoke up and said, I love my church, but you know, I cannot tell what our minister wants us to do. There's something that we should be doing, but he doesn't tell us what it is. I don't exactly know what he had in mind, but it might have been how to be converted, because sometimes we miss that. And Jesus said, you must be converted before you can enter the kingdom of heaven. And I want to ask you tonight, have you been converted? Oh, you said, I'm a Christian, I go to church, I go to mass, I've been baptized, I've done all the things the church has told me to do, but I'm not sure of my relationship with Christ. Now, to convert means to change from one form to another, and there are many types of conversions that we could talk about. In Eastern Europe, we're seeing countries being converted from a socialist form of government to a market form of government, or to capitalism, or a form of capitalism. In the United States, many cities are seeking ways to convert garbage into useful products and energy. The word conversion is used in many fields, whether it's finance, law, sports, math, science, industry, advertising, psychiatry. Some things are easy to convert. People are the most difficult, though, of all to convert. Only God can do it. And it must be done by God the Holy Spirit. That's why it's important, when you feel the tug of the Holy Spirit in your heart, to repent here and now, tonight, and be converted now, and don't wait. The scripture tells us it's very dangerous to put it off. That's what Jesus said. You must be converted if you're to enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, why? First, for the forgiveness of your sins. You see, the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We're all sinners. And what is sin? Sin is breaking the law of God, the law of Moses, the Ten Commandments. Have you ever broken the Ten Commandments? Jesus said that if you've broken them in your heart, you've already broken them. And if you've broken one commandment, you've broken all of them. So we're all lawbreakers, and that's what sin really means. It means breaking the moral law of God, so that we're all sinners. And we're born with that tendency towards sin. We have the seed of sin in us the moment we're born. David said, "In sin did my mother conceive me." You were born in that direction, so that the evil one that comes to tempt you finds you easy to pick. When John the Baptist preached the gospel of repentance, preparing the way for Jesus to begin his public ministry, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." John the Baptist was right. All the way through scripture, the Lamb is used as an expression of the Lord Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross. And when he died on that cross, they took him outside Jerusalem and they nailed him to the cross. Blood streamed down his fingers and his side and his feet and his head, where the crown of thorns had been placed. And he suffered as no man ever suffered. Many people had been crucified, but he was suffering a different kind of suffering, because he was suffering from the weight of your sins. He became guilty of your sins. Every lie that you ever told, every evil thought that you ever had was placed on Jesus. Everything I've ever done wrong was placed on Jesus. He bore the sins of the world, and that was his real suffering. And when he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? In that terrible and awful moment, he bore our sins. The scripture says he became sin for us. And Jesus said, if you do not believe that I am the one I claim to be, you will indeed die in your sins, in John 8:24. We need to be converted not only to find forgiveness of sin, but secondly, the acceptance by God. There's a word used in the New Testament. It's a big word called justification. Just as if I'd never sinned. In other words, when you come to the cross by faith, repenting of your sins, and you receive Christ into your heart, at that moment, God acquits you, he forgives you, but he also places you in the sight of all the universe as though you'd never ever committed a sin. Therefore, being justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what do you have to do to be converted? There's several things. First, you must repent. Repentance is a matter of the heart and the mind. God sees the heart and he reads the mind. And if you really repent, you'll receive his power to turn from your former way of life. You see, the Bible teaches that the devil, who's called the god of this world, has blinded the minds of unbelievers. And the Bible says the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, neither can he know them, for their foolishness unto him. You cannot understand what I'm talking about without the aid and the help of the Holy Spirit, who's speaking to you right now. There's a little voice inside that's interpreting some of these things, convicting you, making you uncomfortable about your own sins and your own relationship to God. That's the Holy Spirit. And then not only should you repent, which means to change your mind, change your way of living, it means faith. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, not of works, lest any man should boast. There's a nonfiction bestseller at the moment called Blind Faith. But I'm not asking you to come forward and put blind faith on the line. I'm asking that you put your faith in Jesus Christ and his shed blood on the cross. Your faith is in him, not in yourself. It's in Christ. And faith means commitment. Faith means surrender. Faith means an act of the will. I will receive him. Almost everybody in the world has got some religion. I sat beside Mrs. Gorbachev a few months ago at a dinner, and I didn't know exactly how I was going to go. I'd met her several times, and she had, during the millennium in the Soviet Union, they'd invited me to come and preach as the American representative. And she sat there for 5 hours listening to these various speakers, and I had 15 minutes for my talk, and I tried to give the gospel as straight as I knew how in 15 minutes, and she listened, and I was seated just right behind her. And so during the coffee break, she turned to me twice and said a few words about the Reagans or something else about the United States. And on this particular night, when I was sitting beside her, we got to talking about religion. We got to talking about the church. We began to talk about the millennium that they had, 1,000 years celebration of Christianity in the Soviet Union. And it's the first time I think the people in the Soviet Union realized that their roots were deep in Christianity, because on television they ran it all day long every day. Cardinal O'Connor was there. He too was one of the speakers. And we had a wonderful week together in Kiev and in Moscow. That's where it was held. But it was telecast to the whole country all day long. And you could when we first went there, people paid very little attention to us. And then they began to gather outside the hotels where we were staying. And as we would come down, they reminded me of the people of Albany. They would applaud. And I never thought the preachers would be applauded in the Soviet Union. But we were, because they'd seen it on television. We had become sort of celebrities at that point. And so we were talking about religion. And I remember that in the conversation, she said, "I don't think there's anybody in the whole world that doesn't believe in something." And I said, "That's right." I said, and then I tried to tell her what I believed and what the Bible teaches about our faith in God. And we never know that all over the world, everybody has some sort of faith and belief in something. It may be in animism, it may be in Islam, it may be in Buddhism, it may be in one of the other great religions of the world, but people have religion. There's something inside that makes us want to worship something. Now, the Bible tells us that Jesus is the one we're to worship. And the Bible is the only one that makes sense to me out of all of it, because the scripture teaches us very clearly that the way to know God is through Christ, and that Christ died on the cross for our sin and rose again. You see, when you come to Christ, he doesn't just patch you up. He renews you. He doesn't just salve your sins. He saves you. He doesn't just reform. He transforms you by his power. Conversion is a deep work. It goes throughout our entire being, throughout your mind, throughout the members of your body, throughout your life, your social life, your business life, your family life, your neighborhood life. You become a partaker of God's nature. You can't inherit it. God gives it to you as an individual. My parents were Christians, but that didn't make a Christian out of me. I was born in a Christian home. I could be born in a garage, but that doesn't make me an automobile. And to be born in a Christian home doesn't necessarily mean that you have really received Christ. This is something you must do. Tonight, I'm not calling you to get religion. I'm inviting you to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Here in Westchester County, they have a children's village that you know about. It serves 400 boys who have nowhere else to live. Many of them graduate from high school, and some of them go on to college. But one story that is not generally known is that before one boy was due to arrive, his mother decided to move to another state, and he didn't come for the help he needed. His name was Lee Harvey Oswald. the man that they accused of murdering and assassinating President Kennedy. And I've often wondered if Lee Harvey Oswald had gone to that village for children, President Kennedy might have never been assassinated. We don't know, but they couldn't help him because he never came to the village. Christ can't help you unless you come to him. Jesus told a group of people who were hindered by their own pride, ye will not come to me that you can have life. You will not. It's a matter of your will. It's an act of the will. You either will to do it or you will not to do it.
That's right. Either you will to do it or you will not to do it. Well, I hope that that helped you in his 1992 crusade in Albany, New York. I hope you got blessed by it, guys. If there's anything I can do, you can always email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, and text a prayer to me, guys. You can do that. Now, before we close out, someone had actually got in touch with me and said, hey, can you play this one song? You play it a lot. I know some of these songs sound like broken records, guys, but they're blessing people. And I am. And maybe you got someone, or maybe you are going through trials, tribulations. Maybe you've already accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Or just maybe, as Billy Graham says, maybe you need to be converted. Maybe you need to turn your life around. Well, this song we're going to play, and then we'll close out in prayer. John Redrick and Matt Meyer, God Turn It Around. Focus on the words. Never, you know, if you can turn your life, well, turn your life around if you feel that the Holy Spirit's leading you to do that. Don't make it too late. Enjoy the song.
Turn this thing around. turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around.
That is a beautiful song, and you know what? He will turn it around if you let him. You've got to allow him, the Holy Spirit, to intervene and take full control of your life. Well, I had a great Saturday morning here at Faith Studio One. Again, this is CA on iHeartRadio, and you know, like I said, Billy Graham, we were normally going to play him on you know, on the normal day of Friday. Well, that didn't happen because of bad weather here in North Central Texas. But I always want to remind you that we are here for you guys, 24/7, and you know all the tools. Also, guys, before I close out in prayer, lock me on any one of my networks. We're syndicated on iHeartRadio. That's our main one, nationally syndicated. We're also on Apple Podcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you have an Android phone, tie goes to the runner with both phones. Sometimes I hear that Android's more popular than iPhone, then I hear iPhone's more popular than Android. I don't really know. But all I know is if you want to reach me and hear my podcast, all 700 and this is going to be 732 episodes in 4 years almost, go to Google Podcasts and download that free app. Also, I'm on FM Player. I'm on TuneIn Radio. If you go to Alexa, I'm on Alexa. I'm on Amazon Music. I'm all over. Or Google me, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Follow my Facebook page. The more the merrier. You guys, you're more than welcome to share my podcast anytime. We're here to bless and serve. So let's lead off in a prayer. And again, I hope you got blessed by the Billy Graham crusade. So dear Jesus, thank you for all you do for us. God, I just pray for a blessing on all of us on a Saturday. I pray you be with us, keep us safe, watch over God and protect us. Keep us healthy and strong, for we love you. And the ones that don't know you, may the message of Dr. Graham on how to be converted, may they be reached. For we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said in 110% total agreement, amen. Okay, guys, this is CA saddling up. Going to leave Faith Studio 1, iHeartRadio Studio in downtown Fort Worth. Y'all have a great day. Be blessed on a Saturday. And we will talk to you again soon. Bye for now.